You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I was just talking with my friend John Kobus of Colonial Bar, and of course the Colonial Bar is on MLK, not Cedar. I got myself mixed up sitting here and where I am in the studio and whatever. So sorry about that, John, and the folks at Colonial Bar. It, of course, is on MLK, Martin Luther King Boulevard. I stand corrected, and I'm sorry about that. Going out on the phone right now to our friend Bob Hoffman, who's Public Relations Director at Wharton Center. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Cheryl. I'm doing well, getting prepared for the big storm.
I love that. That's why you're not here in the studio. You're smart. You're already home, I imagine. You are Public Relations Director at Wharton Center, but that's not why we're calling you this evening. Another great event is coming up. It's with an organization you got started with called Epiphany Now. Let's explain what that is first for folks, and then we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. About 2 years ago, I had this idea, an epiphany, if you will, that I was going to get a group of friends together, and we were going to go out on a Saturday night, pool our resources together, and go out and just make a difference in somebody else's life. I didn't have any idea of what we might do. I thought, well, you know, it was summer, so I thought, well, maybe we'll go and see if somebody needs yard work, or maybe we'll pool our money together and buy somebody dinner. I just had an idea we're going to do this together. So talked to a couple of friends, and they said, well, that sounds like a great idea. Can we invite so-and-so? And I'm like, sure. Well, soon people were emailing me and saying, I want to do this. I want to come. So I put it out on Facebook. I had over 1,800 hits on Facebook, people saying, I want to do this too. So I was panicked. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do. So we ended up having our first event at Dublin Square in East Lansing. We had over 250 people show up, and basically the concept, Cheryl, is we get together, we give you ideas of different things that you can do to have an interaction with another person. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't, but you do something nice for them, and you ask them to pass it on.
Well,
and
go ahead.
Well, and that's as simple as it is. You just ask them to pass it on, and then you come back and you share your story with the crowd. And that is amazing.
Well, and I was fortunate enough to be able to attend one that you did this last summer, and I'm still in awe. I mean, you, anytime you have this event, you can guarantee I will be there from now on. And when we're talking about paying it forward and just doing something nice, it doesn't have to cost a thing. And I think that's what's so wonderful. People may think, oh, I probably have to bring money or donate money or something. No, it's not about that. It could be letting someone go ahead of you in a grocery line. It can be, as you said, you know, straightening up someone's yard or pulling weeds or something like that. But
Mother Nature is giving us a perfect opportunity to shovel snow.
I was going to suggest that one. Very good. Yeah, because, I mean, it's just something nice you do for other people, and the feeling is so good that you get, and the person you do it for, the feeling that they get, I mean, you can't help but pay that forward.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to cost a thing, and the whole concept is that if you can look somebody in the eye and do something for them and don't expect anything in return. What I say to people is when they say, well, what do you want me to do? Why are you doing this? I'm doing this so then you can go out and do something nice for somebody else.
Yeah, and some of the suggestions that were written down when I attended, you know, if folks do have a little money or something you want to contribute, we paid for gas for somebody else at a gas station. It was just, you know, like $15 or something, and we just had paid for it for them, and they were so stunned. I mean, they couldn't figure out why or what, and it has nothing to do with whether we think you need it or not. It was just doing something kind for you, and I can't tell you the good feeling that is in seeing somebody else smile at just being given a gift with nothing expected in return. This has grown so big, hasn't it?
It has. We've had events in Grand Rapids and St. John's, four in Lansing. We've had close to 2,000 people come through the events. And I want to get back on something that you said, because it's really not about helping somebody who's less fortunate than you. It's helping all classes of individuals. We had somebody a couple of times ago that went up into a gas station like you and said, the next car that pulls up, we're going to pay for their gas. Well, the next car was a Mercedes. And they were all like, oh, we're not going to buy, you know, they don't need it. Well, ended up that somebody said, you know, let's just do it. The guy was flabbergasted. And he said, you know what? You don't have to pay for my gas. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay for somebody else's gas. I am going to pass it on, and I'm going to do it a couple times. So it's hitting people. You know, you can be the richest person in the world, but maybe you haven't realized how important it is to get back and do something nice for somebody.
Well,
so
and,
it's about hitting everyone.
And that shows it. That's that paying it forward right there. He was overwhelmed and just said, the feeling is so good, you want to pay it forward. This next event is coming up, and why don't you tell us where and when?
Sure. It's at Reno's East in East Lansing. Starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Here's how it works. You come at 4 o'clock. We have greeters at the door with directions and ideas of different things you can do. If you want to break up in a team and you want to go out with somebody else, you can do that. We have people there that say, hey, I don't want to go alone. Somebody wants to go with me. You can do that. And people have met friends, and we've had people get jobs because they met their future boss at the event. You go out, you come back at 7 o'clock at Reno's East. And immediately we start sharing our stories with the crowd. We bring you up, and you just tell us what you experienced and how it made you feel and what happened. And for an hour, we share our stories, and it's over at 8 o'clock, and it's a lot of fun. And you leave, you know, much more elevated than when you came in, I think.
Well, and I can guarantee, folks, that you leave feeling like you're the grateful one, that the gift was given to you in just being able to help in little small ways. And it's what's lovely is just such a surprise for the people who have something kind done for them. It's just such a surprise to them. It's so wonderful. I think this is a perfect example of kind of that you build it and they will come. You had an idea, you got a couple of friends together, and when it's good and solid and done for the right reasons, it grows on its own.
Well, the whole thing is to step out of your head, you know, for a minute, because a lot of times, I mean, I do this a lot. I'm having conversations in my head like, oh, I need this, the world, you know, this isn't going my way. I'm having a bad day. And if you step out of your head and realize that, you know what, we're all in this together. And if I can do something nice for somebody else, automatically there's this elevation in my spirit, in my soul that makes me feel better. And it, like, it doesn't have to cost anything. And it's just, it's simple. It's easy, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, and I don't think I've ever known anybody in any area of my life, Bob, who has the ability to gather people like you do.
Cheryl.
No, I'm serious. Well, as people can hear, your energy and your love of life and your simple love and interest of people around you, it's real hard to say no to Bob.
Well, you know what? Thank you, so nice. But, you know, that's very nice. But we all have something to give. We all have something that no matter where you are in life, you know, maybe it's just a smile. Maybe it's just recognizing that there's another human being here in the earth with you, and just smile at somebody. It doesn't have to cost a thing. And thank you for saying those nice things. But we all have something that we can give. And I think if I can teach anything or leave anything, I just want people to realize that you're important, and doing something nice for somebody else really does something nice for you.
Absolutely. Can you? Where can people go to get more information about this whole project, Bob?
Epiphany Now, let me spell it. It's a little unusual spelling. It's epiphanynow.org. Epiphany Now. Yep. Pass it forward.
Pass it forward. And we're going to do it Saturday at Reno's East. Bob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to be talking to you soon about some other events coming up in the Wharton Center, the other hat that you wear.
Yes.
Always a pleasure. I hope you're in safe for the night.
I am on my way home right now.
I won't be safe. I won't be far behind you. Thank you so much, Bob. We look forward to seeing you Saturday, and hope lots of folks will join us.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bob Hoffman, who we all know is Public Relations Director at the Wharton Center, talking about Epiphany Now, a Pay It Forward event. You can go to a website to take a look. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.